thanks, South Shore Police Emergency. What do you require the police?
I'm not sure. We're hearing what we're thinking is gunshots, but now we've got like an electrical burning. We're on acreage out in Weambilla, and now there's smoke filling the air, and there's like an electrical burning smell.
Okay, all right.
Okay, what's
your name?
Kerry Dare.
Yep.
K-double-R. Oh no, there's been people with gunshots across the road for the last hour or so, but there's been two big bangs in the last 10 minutes, really loud, not gunshots, and now there's a burning smell and there's all smoke in the air.
Okay, so there's two big bangs, a burning smell.
Like an electrical burning smell.
Okay.
Doesn't smell like, we're in the bush, it doesn't smell like a grass fire or anything, but there's lots of smoke and it's... Yeah.
Is it on Wayne's Road area?
Well, it is in Wayne's Road area, yes. Have you had others?
An electrical burning smell as well. Okay.
The smoke's coming in really bad now at the top of Wayne's Road, yeah. Okay. 220, sorry, 202 we're at.
You're at 202, so where's the smoke coming from, do you think? Which
end of the
road?
The, down the bottom end, from 108 up. My husband's just gone out on the quad to check out the road.
Is that towards Chinchillatara Road or is that towards Mary Road?
Towards Mary.
Okay, all right. Burning smell.
I mean, it's all, yeah. The smoke, you know, on the up property now coming towards the house. So my husband's going to pick the neighbour up and they're going to investigate closer.
I probably wouldn't. I'd probably just stay at home. I know this might sound bad, but I'm trying to get more information as to, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, they've already lost the house in the fire. They're not, I don't know, they don't think they're going to stay.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
So your husband, he's going to stay at home?
He's in a blue territory.
He's getting into a blue territory,
sorry,
vehicle.
Yeah.
With the neighbour.
Yeah.
To investigate.
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm going to absolutely advise against that. I know you've got houses, I know, but I'm going...
Yeah, he's gone. Sorry. They're just going to the top of the road. We can see from the top of the hill. They're just going to the top. Next door neighbours, you've got to go up the hill to their driveway, so we should be able to see more by there. He said he's not going far.
Top of the road, so which road?
Yeah, there's things still exploding out there, so I wouldn't get too close.
Have you got some service?
I have. Kerry's mung.
000?
Yes. We told him it's urgent.
Yeah, well, if you want to tell them there's somebody, most likely a stolen car that's on fire.
Okay, yep.
That'll be
my car. He's in that. I'll go stay away, Vic. Whoa, someone just got out of that car. Someone just got out of that other car. And they walked off. Hello. Hello.
Hey buddy, what's your group got?
He shot Rachel, I believe. I think she's dead. She shot him, I think. No, he's still walking. He's trying to walk around me.
So she shot him?
No, she shot at him. There's two of them. They've got Matthew's gun now.
Hang in there,
have
you? Where is the other two? You got eyes on Keely and Matt?
Matt's not moving. Rachel's not moving now. And Keely I haven't seen.
Where are you walking here behind a tree?
Yes, but he's walking over. There's two of them.
Walking over towards you?
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Mate, you got to look after yourself, buddy. All right, stay behind that tree. That's the only thing you got between him and her. Between you and him.
Yeah.
That one. You got long rifle?
Yeah. Long rifle and Dylan's, Matthew's pistol.
Hang on, mate. If you got to drop the phone, take a look after yourself.
Yeah. They just camped out. Just both of them.
trees behind you.
Nah, not a lot, not a lot. He's coming over. Should I run?
Have you got trees behind you?
Yeah, maybe.
Do they know where you are?
Yes, they do.
They came to kill us, and we killed them.